Now, are all the traitors present? Let's get started, shall we?
From rags to riches.
I'm so sick of this. Working like a dog and being treated worse.
Yorkshire to New York.
We're climbers, you and me.
A life dedicated to revenge.
Let's make this an occasion to remember.
A Woman of Substance on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, April 9th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Cloud services company CoreWeave is expanding its long-term agreement with Meta Platforms to provide artificial intelligence cloud capacity for about $21 billion. CoreWeave says the deal will give Meta's AI initiatives increased support for development and deployment through December 2032. The social media giant will gain access to dedicated capacity across multiple locations, including on some of the initial deployments of NVIDIA's Vera Rubin platform. Meta's additional commitment will allow CoreWeave to fund the massive construction and equipment costs required to support large-scale AI projects. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy says the company will spend the next year investing heavily in robotics technology and on using generative AI to better serve its customers. In his annual shareholder letter, Jassy announced plans to invest about $200 billion in capital expenditures this year, largely focused on AI infrastructure, like custom chips and data centers. He also highlighted robotics as a key driver of efficiency and innovation in Amazon's operations, and that its drone delivery service is a key priority over the next 12 months. And a federal appeals court has denied Anthropic's request for relief from the U.S. Defense Department, declaring the AI company a supply chain risk. While Anthropic has sustained financial harm from the Pentagon's actions, the appeals court said it didn't feel strongly enough to override the government on a matter of national security. That means the Defense Department's designation of the Claude maker as a security threat stands, so Anthropic will continue to be excluded from new contracts and Pentagon systems. An Anthropic spokeswoman says the company is confident the courts will ultimately agree that the supply chain designations were unlawful. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.